Okay, so we're gonna go out and take River out, potty.
Uh-oh, hold on. He's got your ball. Oh, okay.
He doesn't. You do. Oh, they're mowing the lawn next door.
We'll be back, guys.
Good. Come on, Pepper. It's a nice, beautiful, sunshiny day. I think I might spend some time out here. It's really pretty. Wow, it's turned out to be nice. Ooh, look at some of that neat sunshine. Oh, yeah. Go potty, Nivy. So. Oh, it's so beautiful. I think I'm going to stay outside. I just took River potty, and it's just seems like such a mild day. Even a nice day for a little walk or something, you know. Maybe not in the heat of the day. You want to sit out here? Come on. We can sit out here and maybe do some earthing or do something fun. They're mowing their lawn next door. Daddy, it's a great day for you to mow the lawn because it's...
You want me to go get what we were talking about me getting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have to mow the lawn because it's really getting tall. And so, anyway, I wanted to, you have to go around me, I think.
You're fine.
There you go. Oh, you could leave the door open.
Uh-huh, and I'm going to open these blinds, too.
Put the screen on. There you go. Don't lock me out, you grumpy.
Hi.
I'm just teasing with you. But anyway... It's such a beautiful day outside. River's sitting here at my feet, and the neighbors are talking over there. And anyway, I didn't know they were going to stop their lawnmower and start talking. But, oh well, I'll try not to get them on tape too much or recording or whatever. Anyway, I was just thinking, you know... We rode home from church, and we live actually in Portland, almost Beaverton. And then we go to church, like, in Gresham. And what? How long is that away from us normally? Without
by car, you're talking 45 minutes. By time at lift, it runs anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours.
Yeah. And we usually know, this is one time where I'm going to use the always. On the way home, we always have to get the 2 hour track. And by the time we get home, it's almost 3 o'clock, or even the better part of 3 o'clock, into almost four. And it's ridiculous, you know. I just get to thinking, you know, oh, I kind of don't really want to be doing 2 hours every Sunday going home. I'd rather spend 2 hours doing something else. It's just, oh, wow. But not to try to complain. I mean, the church is nice and the people are nice and stuff like that. And you get some different type of people in every type of setting. I've got a person who promised us, oh yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get you the book in email form. I'm going to give you the book with the answers, you know. And lesson by lesson is like each week it doesn't come. And so I just kind of popped up and said the little hint of, yeah, we sure miss out on being able to read the book with everyone else. But, and I said it with a smile on my face, but, you know, how many people who are blind, you know, people make promises to us. I'm sure they mean well and they want to make them, but they don't follow through. And I don't think that people realize half of what that does, you know. And I wrote something about that in my blog, you know. I have a WordPress blog. And, you know, it does make me think, wow, I don't want to flake on somebody. I know how it feels to be flaked on, you know? And it just, when they don't follow through, makes me feel unimportant, you know, like, we don't really want you here. And, to me, I just think to myself, well, do I really want to be in a situation like that? Because, how bad do I want the class? I'd like the information, but I'd like to actually get all of the information. Of course, this morning I ended up, you know, the night before taking 10 milligrams of melatonin, and that usually makes me feel sleepy long into the afternoon and whatnot. But anyway, just got to get my regular meds, and then I won't necessarily need the melatonin or as high a dose. So, anyway, that's kind of basically what's going on here. Just kind of checking in with everybody, and I hope everybody's had a good Mother's Day. I'm going to be calling my family pretty soon here, but yeah, I just thought I would kind of chit-chat with you guys and sit outside, enjoy it outside, sunshine. It's, gosh, in Portland anymore when it decides the sunshine, you better enjoy some of it. You'd be a fool if you didn't. Because, I mean, it's great that we have so much rain and that everything is green and all of that, but it's not so great when it's dark more often than sunshine. I really, really miss the sunshine of California because, you know, I didn't suffer nearly as bad with the anxiety or even bouts of depression, you know. I had some of that during the winter, but once spring and summer came, it was so much better because, you know, California's winter is like maybe 3 or 4 months, you know. We have 3 or 4 months of icky weather. Maybe cloudy, gray, overcast, some rain. But Oregon, I think it has a good 6 months. And, you know, or even 7 months of not that great of weather. So anytime there's brief times of sunshine, man, I want to be in it. And I really, really wish I could get a hold of an inexpensive tanning light that does UVA rays, or even the UVB rays, and the one of those I keep forgetting is the one you want for getting vitamin D, and the other one you don't want because it causes burning and skin damage. But, being able to get the vitamin D directly into your skin or being able to, look at that light, you know, during the daytime hours is what definitely is a part of helping the circadian rhythm over here in this department. You know, because I'm visually impaired, if it's always dark, I'm going to definitely start getting all whacked out with sleep patterns.
Be right back.
Okay, love you. So, anyway. All right, enough of my blabber. But anyway, I just was out here and thought about doing a boo, and there's the person on the motorcycle bike that likes to ride around the neighborhood. It's a teenager, and he likes to ride the bike around the different blocks and stuff. I wondered why he just kind of rode around the blocks. He must have, you know, had parents say, well, don't go very far, or whatever, I don't know. Oh, well.
14 seconds.
Okay, I'll see you later, everybody.